T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, clearly, Woj, a game that we will both be watching. Y'all, I'm not giving up football. Okay, don't try and spread that rumor. 3:30 on Saturday. You'll be there, right?
Yes, indeed.
All right, Michigan and Florida. And there's been a bit of a cat and mouse game going on with Jim McElwain and Jim Harbaugh. And today, of course, even more ends up happening. Jim Harbaugh tweets out the roster. McElwain announces 2 more suspensions to his Florida team. As you pointed out, the leading rusher from Florida last year going to be out for this one. That's
Jordan
up to 10, 10 guys that have been suspended, which I'll say this, Gainesville clearly has too many things to do and too much trouble to get into.
Well, most of the suspensions are some debit card scam where school issued credit cards or debit cards that you could get books from at the bookstore. The players were using it to buy stuff and then selling the stuff for the cash. So not the most heinous crime of all time. And Florida, McElwain actually today was sort of beating his own chest. Lots of schools do this. We're just we're the ones that stood up and stopped it and punished our players.
I'm sure.
But they're going to miss their 2 best offensive weapons, Antonio Callaway and Jordan Scarlett. They're going to start a redshirt freshman quarterback, Felipe Franks. And they
like
have
ballpark
10 total
Franks.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Like ballpark Franks. 10 total players suspended. Now, I was reading up, does this in your mind at all make the turn this from a, hey, that'd be a nice little statement win for Michigan to beat Florida in the opener, into a, well, now they have to win it. Otherwise, it's going to look bad. Is it to that level yet? Because understand, Florida still has a very good defense, a very good defensive line. They lost a lot of players to the NFL, but still expected to be one of the better defenses in the SEC. Do you think this changes the perception, how people would view the importance of Michigan winning that game?
No, I don't think so. And I think if you've gotten to that point, I think you severely are overvaluing what Michigan is at this point. What they are is an unproven team, a very inexperienced team.
So any win should count fine for them is what you're saying.
I think it's just the same. Like, I think it's just a win that you want to get on a national stage, you know, a neutral field against an SEC team. And I understand, you know what, some people might believe that it'll be tainted, but if you go there with a bunch of guys that haven't started, a bunch of young players that are going to be playing for the very first time in college football and really going to be relied upon in a serious starting role, and you go down there and win, that's huge. Plus, if you look at it after, and I'm not certainly expecting, you know, Michigan to go 11-1 or something like that. I think 9-3 is what you kind of cap it at. But it does set up nicely as far as their schedule is concerned. If they can get this win, you know, Michigan can go, what, the next 5 weeks before they get to Penn State? And that's their next toughest game.
See, if they beat Florida, I don't think you cap it at 9-3. Then you start looking at 10-2 as a possibility. Certainly, I think. Now, but that said, it's still going to be a tough game. I would, if Jim Harbaugh is listening, in case he was going to take it easy on the kids, you know, I still think it's going to be a tough game because that whole, you know, us against the world thing. Michigan killed them last time. Everybody thinks we have no chance.
It's kind of a joke.
A very athletic, dynamic, supposedly redshirt freshman quarterback, 6'5 kid. I still think it would be dangerous. I still think anyone, but for me, just viewing it, I think it does take it down a notch, what it would mean to win. At least how I view how good Michigan might or might not be.
I guess
it takes it down a little bit of a notch.
I didn't look at it as this huge game, though. Like, I never thought that Florida was this insurmountable opponent. Even if they didn't have 10 guys suspended, to me, go in with a full squad, and I still think that, you know, Michigan very likely could be and should be a better team or a better program than Florida, whether or not they were actually able to even come away with the victory or not.
And even though Michigan has a lot of new starters, a lot of those starters have lots of playing experience. Like a Rashawn Gary and a Maurice Hurst, who wasn't technically a starter last year. 248-539-9797, ticket text 97136. Does this turn what would be a nice win for Michigan into a must win on Saturday against Florida? And also, vegan advice for my friend Bogey here, who has slipped down a slope from which I don't think he can ever recover.
I'll be just fine. I promise. 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.